რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება საქართველოში 14 საათია. მიკროფონთან არის ოქროპირ რუხაძე. ერაყის არმიამ დაიწყო სამხედრო ოპერაცია, რათა ამ ქვეყნის ყოფილი დიქტატორის სადამ ჰუსეინის მშობლიური ქალაქიდან თიქრითიდან ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლები განდევნოს. სტრატეგიული გეგმის მიხედვით ქალაქს სამხრეთიდან და დასავლეთიდან უტევენ. ისლამისტებმა ქალაქი ივნისში დაიკავეს. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების არმია საჰაერო მხარდაჭერას უწევს ერაყის ჯარს და ისლამისტ მებრძოლების პოზიციებს ბომბავს. ისლამისტებმა უკვე დაიკავეს სირიის და ერაყის დიდი ნაწილი რამდენიმე თვეა. გაეროს ტოლველთა უწყება ამასობაში დაიწყო ჰუმანიტარული ოპერაცია ერაყის ჩრდილოეთში 900,000-მდელ ტოლვილის დასახმარებლად. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტმა ბარაკ ობამამ განაცხადა, რომ ერაყის ჩრდილოეთში მდებარე ერაყის და ქურთა ძალების მიერ მოსულის კაშხალის კვლავ დაბრუნება მთავარი დიდი ნაბიჯია გადადგმული ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლების წინააღმდეგ ბრძოლაში. თეთრ სახლში 18 აგვისტოს გამოსვლისას ობამამ თქვა, რომ შეერთებული შტატები შეუდგა ხანგრძლივი ამოცანის შესრულებას და ამარცხოს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მეომრები ერაყში. ობამას თქმით, საშინელი გაერთიანება, როგორც ისლამური სახელმწიფოა, საფრთხეს წარმოადგენს ერაყისთვის და შეიძლება საბოლოო ჯამში ამერიკასაც შეუქმნას საფრთხე. წითელი ჯვრის საერთაშორისო კომიტეტის წარმომადგენლები მოსკოვში ჩავიდნენ, რათა რუსეთის წარმომადგენლებთან მოელაპარაკონ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში ჰუმანიტარული დახმარების მიწოდების პრობლემა. ლორან კორბაზი მოსკოვში ჩავიდა, როცა რუსეთის ჰუმანიტარული დახმარების კოლონა კვლავაც უკრაინის საზღვართან შემოწმება ზელის. რუსეთმა 18 აგვისტოს განაცხადა, რომ მიღწეულია შეთანხმება წითელ ჯვართან. უკრაინამ გუშინ განაცხადა, რომ რუსეთის მომხრე სეპარატისტების მიერ დაშენილ ცეცხლს ათობით სამოქალაქო პირი ემსხვერპლ სეპარატისტებმა ბრალდება უარყვეს. პაკისტანის პოლიციამ დააკავა 150 აქტივისტი საპროტესტო გამოსვლის მონაწილეები, რომელთა მოთხოვნა გადადგეს პრემიერ-მინისტრი ნავაზ შარიფი. საპროტესტო გამოსვლები, რომელსაც ხელმძღვანელობენ ოპოზიციის ლიდერი იმრან ხანი და კონსერვატორი მუსლიმი სასულიერო პირი ტაჰირ ალ-ყადრი, უკვე მეხუთე დღეა გრძელდება. ხანმა მუქარა გამოთქვა, რომ საპროტესტო მსვლელობის მონაწილეები ისლამაბადის წითელ ზონაში შევიდოდნენ. ამ ზონაში უცხოეთის სახელმწიფოების საელჩოები და სამთავრობო შენობებია განთავსებული. უბანს პოლიცია და ჯარი იცავს. ადრი და ხანი აცხადებენ, რომ მათი ასეულობით მომხრე იქნა დაკავებული გასულ დღეებში. ავღანეთის პრეზიდენტმა ჰამიდ კარზაიმ, რომელსაც ვადა გაუდის, მოუწოდა ამ ქვეყნის დაპირისპირებულ საპრეზიდენტო კანდიდატებს დაასრულონ კამათი არჩევნების შედეგებზე და ითანამშრომლონ, რათა გადაარჩინონ ქვეყანა ძალადობას და ეკონომიკურ დაცემას. კარზაიმ 19 აგვისტოს ავღანეთის დამოუკიდებლობის დღეს განაცხადა, რომ მთელი ქვეყანა მოერლის, რომ არჩევნების შედეგები მალე გამოცხადდება. არჩევნების პირველი ტური უშედეგო იყო, მეორე ტური კი გაყალბებებით აღინიშნა. ისრაელის და პალესტინელთა წარმომადგენლებმა მოლაპარაკებებზე კაიროში მიიღეს გადაწყვეტილება, რომ გაგრძელდეს ცეცხლის შეწყვეტის ვადა ღაზის სექტორში კიდევ 24 საათით, რათა არ შეწყდეს მოლაპარაკება ხანგრძლივი ზავის მიღწევის მიზნით. განცხადება 18 აგვისტოს გაკეთდა ადგილობრივი დროით შუაღამისას. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების შტატ მისურის ქალაქ ფერგუსონში ერთკვირაზე მეტია გრძელდება არეულობა მას მიერ, რაც პოლიციამ უიარაღო შავკანიანი თინეიჯერი მოკლა. ძუხელ პოლიციამ დააკავა 31 პირი, როგორც თვითონ იტყობინება, მძიმე სროლის პირობებში. პოლიციის კაპიტან რონ ჯონსონის თქმით, ამბოხებულების მიმართ გამოიყენეს ცრემლდენი გაზი, ასევე ხმოვანი ყუმბარები. არეულობის დროს მოკლულია 2 ადამიანი, 4 პოლიციელი დაშავდა. პოლიციას ცეცხლასროლი იარაღი არ გამოუყენებია. ქალაქში გამოცხადებული კომენდანტის საათი 18 აგვისტოს გაუქმდა. პრეზიდენტმა ობამამ განაცხადა, რომ ფერგუსონში გენერალური პროკურორი ერიკ ჰოლდერი ჩავა შეხვდება გამომძიებლებს და გაერკვევა საქმეში უკეთ. ობამას თქმით, მას ესმის ვნებები და სიბრაზე, მაგრამ მისი აზრით არ უნდა მოხდეს ძარცვა და პოლიციელებზე თავდასხმა. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. ჩვენი გადაცემა გრძელდება.
your roots and branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington. Coming up, our first listen to some of the artists nominated for International Bluegrass Music Awards. The trophies will be handed out in Raleigh, North Carolina in just about, 5 weeks or so, so get ready for that. Also, new music from artists including legendary New Orleans piano man Dr. John, and also Curtis McMurtry, who is a third-generation writer from that famous family. But first, guitarist Nils Lofgren, who you may know best as a big part of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band for the past 30 years. Before that, well, as an 18-year-old, he was playing in Neil Young's band back in the After the Gold Rush days. Well, Nils has just released an amazing 10-disc box set. This one is a true career retrospective. You know, Nils is a D.C. boy. We're very, very proud of him here. This is an immense collection. It includes a bunch of tunes that he first played around here with his band Grin. One of my favorites is this very cautionary tale called White Lies. Nils Lofgren on Roots and Branches.
Take me. look around and I see children homeless and hungry. Then I walk to the corner store and I see kids stealing to finance a score. TV's gotten good at one thing, how they market human suffering. Turn it on and 80 times a day you see tragedy stuck on instant replay. What about the people that ain't been swallowed up? The children born to two people in love. The hurting, choose to fight instead of die. The ones that look up and see blue skies. Blue skies. Yeah, I see the blue skies. So down and lost, I'm gonna breathe hope, whatever the cost. And when I look into my baby's eyes, I see those very blue skies. How can I enjoy this beautiful day with my sweetheart so far away? I can daydream of her loving touch and remember she loves me just as much. What about the people that ain't been swallowed up? The children born to two people in love. The hurting choose to fight instead of die. The ones that look up and see blue skies. Blue skies. Yeah, I see the blue skies. Dreaming in the blue skies. And when I look into my baby's eyes, I see those very blue, blue skies.
Nils Lofgren with a live recording of Blue Skies on Roots and Branches. Nils has just released a massive 10-disc collection. This one is a real career retrospective that covers everything from his early days playing in garage bands in D.C. through his solo albums that went out on major labels in the 80s and 90s to soundtrack work. There's a Neil Young cover project on this, even 40 previously unreleased songs and rarities. There's a DVD full of live performances, too. Even a 136-page book full of pictures and comments on every single track. Also some comments about his life as a sideman to Bruce Springsteen and Ringo and Neil Young and others. I'm not going to talk too much about this because we'll be chatting with Nils in just a couple of weeks, but I did want to share some of the songs to give you a taste of what to expect. Let's hear one more. This song has always been one of my favorites. Nils Lofgren and Shine Silently on Roots and Branches.
Just another room, just another town, same old crazy people hanging around. Still you're shine silently, staring into space, coming down alone. Feel like packing all my bags, running home. Well, shine silently. Story, no time of my own. Still shine silently. Nothing left to say, nothing left to prove. When it's said and done, there's nothing left but you, babe. Shine silently. Shine.
From journeyman Nils Lofgren, that is Shine Silently on Roots and Branches. I'm Catherine Cole. I'll be talking with Nils about his just-released 10-CD box set in just a couple of weeks. This is just a taste of what you can expect from that great collection. On the flip side for you, here is a young guy just getting started. Curtis McMurtry is only a year out of college. However, he has been playing the guitar since he was 7 years old. He's been writing songs even longer than that. Not so surprising when you learn that he is a third-generation storyteller. Curtis is the grandson of one of America's greatest writers, Larry McMurtry. He is also the son of one of our greatest songwriters, James McMurtry. Curtis's debut is called Respectable Enemy, and there is a lot going on here sonically. It's not just a guy with a guitar. I think you'll be able to pick out the trumpet, accordion, saxophone, and more in the mix. Curtis McMurtry and Ghost in My Bed on Roots and Branches.
And border towns, and I found myself a hole to hide away in. I'll keep the barman company until the devil comes for me. I don't believe in Jesus or salvation. Sometimes when it's too dark to see, I swear I hear you calling me, but I suppose it's my imagination. You're a voice in my head, you're a ghost in my bed, from the place that I left along long time ago. And no matter where I run, you won't let me go. Let me go. Now I share my bed with another, and we never make love with the lights on. Her face never changes and all of her words sound the same. She's nothing like you, but she loves me, and her lips are warm in the darkness. Sometimes it's all I can do to remember her name. So hard to say, so easy to miss the things we hide from those we kiss. Who's to say if I should feel ashamed? Your voice in my head, your ghost in my bed, from a place that I left a long time ago. And no matter whose arms I hide in, you won't let me go. Let me go. Traveled all the world round, I've searched the hills and border towns, and I found myself a hole to hide away in. A coffee, nor a cold glass of tea, ever crossed your lips in my company. Straight bourbon whiskey was all we'd buy. Let's not hold back now. We got nothing to hide. So much we savor, yet so much we missed. You know I never meant you to see me like this. Just a faint distant flicker from the last of the storm. Now a taste of that liquor could do me no harm. Light me a candle. Sit by the window with the shades drawn. To the best of intentions, to the worst of desire, leave by the Gulf Road. Thank you. Take a short-handled shovel. Take a long-handled hoe. Cover my bones when the west wind blows. Smooth it off even. Pack it down hard.
His debut disc, Respectable Enemy, that is Curtis McMurtry and Gulf Road on Roots and Branches. Curtis is the son of singer-songwriter James McMurtry, who has been my guest in the Roots studio a time or three over the years. And while Curtis does write his own songs, that does not mean he shies away from singing someone else's material. He definitely knows a good song when he hears one, like Gulf Road. You might know James McMurtry's version. Well, Curtis does interpret it a bit differently. He makes it sound like his own song in that version, which you can find on Respectable Enemy. I'm Catherine Cole. Coming up, music from Dr. John's latest release. Also songs from the nominees for the International Bluegrass Music Association's Album of the Year honor. You're listening to Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
Well, hello again from Washington. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. Six-time Grammy winner Dr. John has released 30 albums so far in his long career. The latest from the New Orleans piano legend is a tribute to jazz icon Louis Armstrong. It is called Ski-Dat-Da-Dat, The Spirit of Satch. Satchmo, of course, being Armstrong's nickname. Dr. John says the idea of this record came to him in a dream a couple of years ago, and since he had never dreamed about Armstrong before, he figured this was something he needed to follow up on. In the dream, Armstrong gave the instructions to play his songs, Dr. John's style, so that is exactly what you'll find on the disc. Armstrong songs that are special to Dr. John, that also work for his guests like Bonnie Raitt, who sings with him on I've Got the World on a String on Roots and Branches.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string on my finger. Where will I? I'm in love.
I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move. Can't you see, baby, I'm in love.
Life's a beautiful thing, long as I hold the spring.
Well, I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses. What a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world.
I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night.
Thank
I thank the myself.
That be singing with Dr. John, but the Blind Boys of Alabama, such a distinctive sound they've got. They teamed up to sing What a Wonderful World on Dr. John's new Louis Armstrong tribute disc, a winner called Ski Dat Da Dat, The Spirit of Satch. Before that, Bonnie Raitt was the guest singer on I've Got the World on a String. Who else is on this one? Well, Shamiqua Copeland, Arturo Sandoval, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, among others. There are 13 tracks in all. I think all those get well wishes you sent out last week work. Dr. John is back out on the road after a bout with the flu, canceled a few dates earlier in the month. He will be at the Curacao Jazz Festival next week. He has dates in the UK and Europe coming up in November. Those, of course, or in addition to his ongoing U.S. tour. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. Let's shift gears now and check out some of the nominees for the 2014 International Bluegrass Music Awards, which will be handed out October 2nd in Raleigh, North Carolina. Might as well start at the top with the Album of the Year honor. It is always a tough category. This year, it is also quite a varied one. There is some very traditional sounding bluegrass in there, along with a project that's kind of out there. Up first, though, a band that might not be familiar to you. They're a little more regional than the ones I usually play. And by that, I mean these guys don't tour internationally yet. A big win might change all that. Junior Sisk and Joe Mullins teamed up for a project they called Hall of Fame Bluegrass. They picked some classic bluegrass tunes and a few forgotten gems, and they put together a band of all-stars to play with them. Jason Carter, the fiddle player from the Del McCurry Band, Marshall Wilbur Burn on bass, Jesse Brock from the Gibson Brothers on mandolin, Rob Ikes on dobro, and a whole bunch more. Here is their take on Wild Mountain Honey on Roots and Branches.
When the mountain laurel was blooming in the spring, everything is bright and sunny, and I'm saving up my money for my wild mountain honey's wedding ring.
She's my wild mountain honey, and I love her, yes I do. She's as sweet as any honey in the cone.
She's as pretty as the flowers that are blooming in the mountains,
and I'm gonna marry her and bring her home.
But you know that's just a lie. You can hear it in the songs of the drifting, rambling kind. Sure, this one's taken me many miles away from home. One time all the way, cleared down to San Antonio. Think of all the words written for the one that takes you home. Those you never travel, the one you broke down on. Red dirt, gravel, blacktop, mud, the cobblestone. It really ain't no mystery, to me it's just a road. It ain't exactly true. No, it might not be poetic the way it looks to me. It's a line on the map from point A to point B.
Think of all the words written for the one that takes you home. Those you never travel, the one you broke down on. Red dirt, gravel, black top of the cobblestone. It really ain't no mystery, to me it's just a road. For the one that takes you home, those you never travel, the one you broke down on. Red dirt, gravel, black top, mud, a cobblestone. It really ain't no mystery, to me it's just a road.
It's Just a Road, the Boxcars on Roots and Branches with the title track to their IBMA Album of the Year nominated project. That band has 10 nominations this year in just about every category across the board. Instrumental Group of the Year, Song of the Year for that track. They also pop up in the various instrumental performance categories too. But this hour, we are considering the 5 nominees who are fighting it out for Album of the Year. So far, we have heard from the Boxcars and the duo of Junior Sisk and Joe Mullins, both somewhat traditional sounding. Time now for something a little different. I am talking about banjo player Noam Pokelny's nominated project. It is called Noam Pokelny Plays Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. And that's exactly what it sounds like, a recreation track for track of fiddle player Kenny Baker's 1976 album of Bill Monroe songs. It was called Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. Now, this is a very complicated project. Noam says that he spent months transcribing Kenny Baker's solos note for note, and then once he was done, he had to arrange them for the banjo. That's very tricky stuff. But if you're familiar with Grammy nominee Noam's work with the Punch Brothers or John Cowan or Leftover Salmon, it's not impossible stuff. Take a listen to Big Sandy River and you'll know what I mean. Noam Pokelny plays Kenny Baker plays Bill Monroe on Roots and Branches. Thank you. Noam Pokelny was the 2010 winner of the Steve Martin Prize for Excellence in Banjo and Bluegrass, which is basically a large grant that allowed him to spend a year or two just focusing on the banjo and thinking of projects like Noam Pokelny Plays Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, which has just been nominated for the International Bluegrass Music Association's Album of the Year Award. The other nominees are Hall of Fame Bluegrass by Junior Sisk and Joe Mullins, The Boxcars, It's Just a Road, and Blue Highways, The Game. They're another multi-nominee this year, vying for all four of the big awards, Entertainer of the Year, Instrumental and Vocal Group of the Year, and of course, Album of the Year for The Game on Roots and Branches.
Well, I laid the cards down, pulled home of an ear, laughed and hollered, boys, looks like I've won the hand again. Another gambler started raging, and he cursed me for a cheat. My Colt revolver found its mark as we both jumped to our feet. Shot him down, shot him down. That is the end of the game. I spurred my horse to racing from town and made my way. In no mood to play. They caught me just past sunset. My horse was all broke down. I felt as they closed in, I wasn't going back to town. Shot him down, shot him down. That is the end of the game. At night he drew his double barrel and said, I'll have to turn you in. My Colt revolver started speaking and it found its mark again. Shut him down, shut him down. That is the end of the game.
machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. When I come home from working late with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. I'd give anything to take her back to what she used to be. But I guess she loved those city lights more than she loved me. So I'm heading home on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. That brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Ah, the Del McCurry Band with the title track to The Streets of Baltimore on Roots and Branches, the fifth of the nominees for the International Bluegrass Music Association's Album of the Year Award this year. Del and the Boys are one of the IBMA's most honored bands ever, and they are up for 6 trophies this year, including Entertainer of the Year, Vocal Group of the Year, and Instrumental Group of the Year. You'll find out what gongs they take home when the winners are announced October 2nd, and, as always, we will be broadcasting the IBMA Award Show on Roots and Branches, so get ready for some great music and maybe even a little drama from Raleigh. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველ დღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობთ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველ დღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radio თავისუფლება.gr.